Hello peeps, hope you're all well. I treated myself to something the other day. I actually bought myself, when I was talking about coffee machines, well, the one I was talking about of Kate's, it's Kate's parents actually, is a Nespresso. But I looked online and the pods are quite expensive. Oh, excuse my parrot. So, I treated myself to a Tassimo. I've had Tassimos in the past. And it came this morning. And I'm well impressed because they're different to how I remember them. And I bought some Costa Americano coffee discs on Amazon. There was 80 discs for £16. Which I thought was a damn good price, to be honest. So, I've just used the cleaning disc. Ruben, what do you need? Excuse me. I've just used the cleaning disc and run some water through it. So that's fine. And I'm now going to make Kate and I an Americano coffee. What I liked about Kate's machine is that you can, when it's put what it thinks is enough water in your cup, you can, Ruben, you can press the button again and it, you can press the button and let it fill your cup up to the top basically. But with the Tassimo, I don't think you can. If anyone knows differently what I mean, please let me know.
Ruben?
I know, but Ruben, that's... Ruben! That's really horrible. Stop it. But I think Tassimo judges how big your cup is. That's horrible, isn't it?
Shush. Stop it.
He's playing, but it's like, that's really not nice. When I ran the water through, I was really surprised at how quiet it was. Because they used to be, not noisy, but they were noisy enough. But they're not noisy now. They now do this. Of course, it's not going to work. Oh yes it is.
Ruben.
That's what they do now. It does change in a minute. Ooh. Ooh. There we go. It's a hell of a lot quieter than it used to be. Oh, that smells nice. Oh. Oh my God. Hopefully it'll give us a nice cupful. The cleaning disc only gave about half a cup. I'm hoping, though, that... Ooh. Ooh, yeah. No, it's meant to do funny things like that. It's fine. Much.
no.
But is this a way you can... Right, guys, this is question of the day now. Is that Smokey playing with paper again?
Yeah.
Can you move him if you can?
Smokey, wait. Stop it. Leave him alone, please.
I'm pressing the button, but I don't think... I don't think I can get it to... I would like it to get some more, but I don't...
Unless you can start it going again, as in...
I'm trying to, but it won't. No, it won't.
Smokers.
I mean, I haven't put milk in it, so it won't be too bad with milk in, but it's one of these things you could do with a little bit more coffee, if that makes sense.
Do you need, is it more water you need in it?
No. Yeah, more water in your cup, yeah.
I was going to say, you could always put a bit from the kettle, I suppose.
Yeah, but that would weaken the coffee, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
I'm assuming that's all potassium it would do, though. Because you've got the amount that you've got is in that in the pot anyway. If that makes sense. Oi!
Smokey! You'll go in if you're not. If you... Look at these birds, honestly.
Are you a good boy, Luke? You've got toys
for... He doesn't usually do that, does he? So that's the only drawback to these.
Stop it. Can we go and sort my carrot out? Excuse me.
So yeah, that's the only what I can see as a drawback is that does it expect us all to have really small cups of coffee? If that makes sense.
It won't be very good if it does.
No.
Lumino.
So if anyone knows, folks, please let me know. We were at your mum's a couple of weeks ago and we had Sunday lunch. She did a Tassimo.
Oh.
And it was a big cup. Yeah, it was a big mug full.
Was that a Tassimo?
Yes, it was, because I said to your dad, that sounds like a Tassimo. He said, it is.
Ah.
And she gave us a big mug full of coffee.
You know what you could do? Text. Have you got my dad's number?
Yes.
Text him and ask him.
I thought, oh.
Or phone him, hun, because that might be easier. Give him a ring.
Oh, actually, Kate, do you know what? With milk in it,
yeah,
it's fine.
Oh.
Strangely enough.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I'll bring you yours, and you can see.
Thank you.
Looks as if it's slightly frothy as well.
Yay. I'm going to sit where I usually sit so I don't confuse you.
Okay.
There we go. I'm sat next to the non-existent Kate.
No, it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you. It's lovely. Mmm. Oh my god, yes.
Yeah?
That's brilliant.
There is enough in there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Oh god, yeah.
Fab.
I'm going to order one now.
Hey, Kate's going to order one now. Ow, the other thing is you have to handle...
Give my folks back theirs.
Hot pots. Ow.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just handling hot pots. Right, I'm going to... I'll leave this on until I taste mine. Yeah, that is, it is frothy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have sugar in mine, so I'm just put a bit of sugar in.
What I like about Tassimo's is you can get lots of different stuff. You can get like caramel lattes and all sorts of tea and hot chocolate, all sorts of things. Put some sugar in my cup. Oops. And I think it's hotter than they used to be as well. Because I used to find that they were... Whoa! No, they weren't whoa at all. Sorry. They weren't so hot.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. That strange whoa that you heard was me nearly hitting a pan into the sink. It was a pan that I washed earlier on. Sorry, guys. Right, let's have a taste. Oh, yeah.
Good, eh?
Mmm. Oh, very nice. I'm impressed. But yeah, if anybody knows if you can make it put a bit more water in your cup, then please let me know. I appreciate it. All right, then, guys, I'm going to go and enjoy my coffee. And, just before I go, on a completely different note, I came home to a horrible noise.
Oh.
I did say tell you about it on a WhatsApp.
Oh.
I came in through the door this morning because I walked on my own from Kate's to mine and did it perfectly, which was brilliant. And I got in, and I stood there, and I thought, what the hell is that noise? It was like a, if you remember back to in the good old days of dial-up internet, when you dialed up and your modem would make that, it was like that, and I thought, what on earth is that? So first of all, I thought, oh my God, is it my boiler? No. Came in here, no, it's not that. I thought, it's in the hall. So I went out into the hallway and I thought, it's coming from upstairs. So I walked upstairs and it was on the landing. And I thought, what the hell? And I thought, ah, okay, I think it might be the smoke detector. Stop it. Now stop it. There's no need to screech like that. Stop it. What fusses look? Good boy. Good boy. Yeah. Yeah. Are you playing with that, are you? You're playing with that, are you? Don't bite then. Good boy. So I couldn't reach it by hand. So I got my cane, unfolded my cane. Our white canes come in handy for all sorts of things. And I reached up and touched it because I thought if I can find out where it is, I can perhaps put my hand up and reach it, or God forbid, have to stand on a chair. But I don't like doing that, really. And I touched it and I must have pressed a button and it went beep and stopped.
Oh.
And it hasn't done it since. So whether the battery was going or something's happening to it, I don't know. But it was making a horrible noise. And it was one of those things I walked in and thought, oh my God, what the hell's gone wrong in my house in my absence? It was my smoke detector. Anyway, folks, that's enough about smoke detectors and coffee machines.
The smoky's been here too much.
Yeah, it's a smoky detector. That's it, it's a smoky detector. Oh, Ruben. Oh, do excuse me. Right, I'm going to go now. I'll speak to you later, guys. Bye.